Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody! Oh shit. Hello, and my name, hi, no talking. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, California, on December 29th, to Ocean's 11, at 10 p.m., roughly. Show was supposed to start at 10. It's 10:42. And for the first time in my stoner life, it had nothing to do with me starting this late. So I apologize to everyone who thought that the show would start at 10 o'clock when we said it would start at 10 o'clock. And apologies also to everyone at Flappers for me being upset that none of the microphones were turned on the first time I came out. I had a great time at the Irvine Improv and at the Punchline in San Francisco between Christmas and New Year's. Between Christmas and New Year's is kind of like the taint of the holiday season. And I had great fun shows there. And I've been watching For Your Consideration screeners. And I recently saw The Help, which featured a pie that even Jason Biggs wouldn't fuck. And so it's a pretty white crowd here tonight that doesn't know about the shit pie and The Help. You know about it. Okay. while I had mixed feelings about the movie, I shall say that they should give Viola Davis a Best Actress Oscar right now. Yeah. She's incredible. I saw A Dangerous Method, which is a period drama about Sigmund Freud. That is a lock for an Academy Award nomination in one category, and that's costumes. I think that might be it. We'll see. We'll see about that. We bought a zoo. I saw that on Christmas Day with my mom, because my mom always gets to decide what we see on Christmas Day. And last year I had to sit through Burlesque, so the nicest thing I could say about We Bought a Zoo is that it's not Burlesque. It was an upgrade from that. And I don't have much else nice to say about it. Maybe one of my guests will have seen it. We can discuss it. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is Mission Impossible 4. And I snuck in without paying because I was observing Ghost Protocol. Ha ha ha.
I saw it in IMAX, and that was exciting, and maybe we'll talk more about the new Mission Impossible after more people have had a chance to see it. Like, how many people here tonight have seen the new Mission Impossible? Okay, so a few of you. So, so you'll understand when I say that. You know, I liked it, but, you know, it had an awesome ending and then another ending that was just weird. Right? You agree? Yeah, it was kind of weird. A thing happens right near San Francisco, and then the next scene is like all the main characters sitting around in Seattle. Like, no one's going to go, well, that's not San Francisco. Anyway. Maybe talk about that more later. The number two movie in the country is Sherlock Holmes, Game of Chutes and Ladders, and it is definitely tied for first as the best Sherlock Holmes movie of the last few years. Whereas Mission Impossible 4: Ghost Protocol is definitely the best Mission Impossible movie. So I say watch MI4GP, not SH2GOS. This has been Watch This, Not That. Thank you. So my guests brought some items that I want to point out to you from my gift bag. I know this is, I didn't set this up very well. Let's see what's in the gift bag. I brought a couple of Weezer posters, as I am wont to do, because I'm going to be on the Weezer cruise in January. Also, put that down there. This is so awkward. This has never been so awkward. We also have, I accidentally, today I was at the airport, and I accidentally bought two copies of the new Entertainment Weekly. So you can have a copy of that. We have this awesome hat and some sort of briefcase sort of item that says The League on it. So that's sort of a good clue about who's going to be here. And like I said, the Weezer posters, the Weezer album Hurley, signed by all the band members of Weezer, and a Weezer t-shirt, and a Doug Benson Professional Humoridian CD, and a USC School of Cinematic Arts hat. Somebody brought that. Oh, and a Leslie Knope in 2012 hat. Yeah, that's exciting. And also the front page of a Parks and Recreation script. And the latest CD from Mr. Pete Holmes. So please welcome to the stage Pete Holmes, Chelsea Peretti, and Nick Kroll. Hi. Welcome, you guys. Have a seat wherever you want. Grab a microphone that hopefully works.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Are you doing some of that visual comedy that goes over so great on the podcast?
Some of it's got to be for them here tonight, Doug.
Yeah. It's all about Burbank tonight.
Doug, can I say before we get started that no way was Mission Impossible 4 better than Mission Impossible 3? Anybody? Fuck that movie forever. There was no spoiler, there's a goddamn iPad in that movie. He uses a fucking iPad. I don't care if you haven't seen it or this doesn't relate to you. This has to come out of my face right now. I'm so frustrated.
Pete Holmes, uncharacteristically angry, you guys.
Yeah. Guys, he used an iPad to get inside of the Kremlin. An iPad! There was an app, a spying app. Fuck that movie in the ass! Mission Impossible 3 had Philip Seymour Hoffman. 4 had fucking Dr. Evil. It's a piece of shit. It's a piece of shit. I'm very mad.
Would you have been happier if it was like a Nook?
Is it the Nook Touch? Because that's what MI6 uses. Only Nook Touch. Check the plans. It's on my Kindle. Fuck that movie. I've said my piece.
I'm going to be quiet the rest of the
time. I don't think you have.
So can we get started now?
Let's get it started.
What does that mean?
You'd have to ask the Black Eyed Peas.
Who are here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Taboo, Will I Am. Fergie, the other one.
You lead with Taboo.
4% of the crowd definitely thought they were coming out.
Yeah. That'd be the worst Letter Mullen game ever if the Black Eyed Peas were playing. Then I'll just be like, what? Let's get retarded in here.
I was just going to say, isn't it Let's Get Retarded?
That's what they started out with, yeah. Then somebody complained.
What is it? Let's get frittata?
Let's eat a thin omelette. Let's eat it with bell peppers and goat cheese. I feel like we should
have
laughed harder.
Let's hit pinata in here.
Hey, Chels.
Hey. No frittata riffs for Chels.
Chelsea Peretti, you guys, writer on the best show on television, in my estimation. It's called Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Douglas.
Singularly responsible for it.
Unnecessary.
I think so. I see some other names fly by in the credits, but I always give her all the credit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I always think every single funny thing that anybody says is written by you.
Thank you, as you should.
It's true, though.
It's only fair.
All jokes.
Wait, you forgot to say aside.
Yeah. I'm trying to get that into the vernacular. It doesn't make sense, so it doesn't work. But I do want to get all jokes.
Hey, sit closer to your mic.
Yeah, I should be closer up.
What is the term? I want to use the term all jokes.
Yeah, just like cut out the aside part.
I'm trying to get people to call 9/11/9.
Really?
Yeah, where you're just like, you know, this was pre-9, so you could just walk your girlfriend to the gate.
Oh, that's
Everyone
good.
Knows what you mean. It was pre-9. Save the time. I did the math. If you don't say 11, you're going to have an extra day at the end of your year. That's an extra day.
You're just talking about it constantly.
To sit and reflect on 9.
Yeah.
Oh, airport security was terrible today because, you know, it's post-9.
Yes! Use it or lose it. You don't have to use it. You're going to lose it. You're not going to use it. You're making me feel like my own personal 9 right now. Everybody use the vernacular. Let's get frittata. Okay, what if this was the end of the show? Go ahead, Doug.
It's quite the opposite of the end. It's just getting retarded.
Can we talk about the poop pie in the help? I want to talk about that.
Yeah, I brought it up already, but sure.
Did anybody else? I kind of felt like I saw it. I was like, it's definitely shit. And then she's like, eat my shit. And she's like, what? She's eating like a chocolate pie. And she's like, eat my shit. And she's like, what do you mean, still eating the pie?
Yeah, she keeps taking more bites. Like, it's so delicious. What do you mean?
It's that Hannibal Lecter thing where they're eating human and they're like, this is gamey, but it's good. It's like, it's human. And it's like the pie. She's like, there's something different about the pie. Eat my shit. I still don't get it. Eating your pie. That shit pie. Is that what you call it? I shit in your pie. What? Speak plainly. I had shit and I put it in a pie. You got me.
That really is her first reaction is when she goes, eat my shit. She goes, don't talk to me that
way. Exactly.
As she continues to eat her shit.
Don't talk about shit. I'm eating this brown pie you made me even though I fired you.
And also, she's such a good... the woman's loving it.
She loves
it. So this woman has figured out a way to make shit edible.
It's Crisco.
But you know what I mean? It's not tasting bad.
Yeah.
So I don't know why she doesn't, when she finds out it really is human shit, why she just doesn't finish it.
Right. Well, joke's on you. Your feces is delicious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I also love how that movie ends before they clearly fucking burn those women's houses down. She's like, well, I'm off to New York to be famous writer. They're like, well, thanks for getting us in a boatload of shit pie. Fuck yourself, white woman. That's the alternate ending that I wrote just now. Fuck yourself, white woman.
A lot of this is pre-written, right?
By the staff of Parks and Rec.
By the way, Pete's energy level, this is exactly what it's like if you just have brunch with him or something.
Which
so.
We did.
it's consistent.
Loved it. You loved it.
Cool.
Look at me.
He shows up at every brunch angry at Mission Impossible.
fanciful ramps.
The point of those movies is to see some sort of pen that shoots a dart that's a tracking device. And he's like, let me get out my fucking iPad. Fuck you. Fuck you. I was waiting for him to be like, I'm getting no signal. I'm getting no signal. It's MI6, bitch.
First of all, it's only four. And
yeah.
Secondly, I would like you to be quieter and follow Ghost Protocol.
No, I just slip out.
I thought it had some cool.
Tom Cruise is a movie star, though.
Yeah, he really is.
I love T. Cruise all day.
Yeah.
What a head of hair.
It was really just iPad that upset you so much?
Also, the villain. He should have had a white cat. He was a joke. He was an afterthought. It was a piece of
shit. If it's not Gary Oldman, I'm not interested in
it. It's not, yeah.
Do you remember part three? Phil Hoffman?
You're right. Phil Hoffman. But part four...
Phil Cy Hoffman.
Less people wearing Philip Seymour Hoffman masks.
Part four, making a mask, it's not working. So all the scene of making the mask and no mask scene.
I think that's why they did that. I think they were like, we got to back off of the masks. Because it never makes sense that, like, you can make yourself look like an entirely different person... But sometimes you go on a mission looking like yourself. Why wouldn't Ethan Hunt always look like somebody else? Why would he ever look like himself?
That is a great.
If the makeup is that good,
that's a great point. That's a indefensible argument you're making. It's pitch perfect.
If you could look like anybody, who would you look like?
Well, actually, I'm Nick Kroll. Just like, what the fuck? They opened the show and Pete was Pete, and then he was Nick Kroll. And there's the part where the guy, they think Tom Cruise blew up the Kremlin and he's going to jump into the dumpster. And the guy chasing the guy who's been charged with blowing up the goddamn Kremlin is like being coy with him. He's like, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. When you see the movie, it's going to be hilarious. You're going to think of me. You're going to say giant Val Kilmer was right.
That's pre-written, Chelsea. That's a pre-written bit.
Oh,
that's
a bit. I'm well aware.
Yeah. I did it at brunch, too.
I want to open up to this part of the podcast audience a little bit.
Nick Kroll is here, everybody.
Good job, Nikki.
So there's going to be another season of the league?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, we got picked up.
When is that? So I'll come on in typical cable style, like a year and a half from now?
Yeah. We're scheduled for, I think it's like summer of 2015. We start is the next season.
So looking forward to that, everybody.
And
Pete Holmes, of course, who's already been talking quite a bit.
That's a good intro.
What sort of crap have you been working on?
You just did my podcast, man. You did my podcast.
I did. You made it weird.
Thanks for remembering the name. Thank you for listening. Yeah, Chelsea
like
did
it.
Nick's episode will probably be up by the time this goes up. When's this go up?
This goes up immediately.
It's not going to be ready. It's not going to be ready.
This is going to be fresh for people tomorrow morning.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you take out all that stuff I said about Mission Impossible before? I'm having regrets. Serious regrets.
I'll say one thing about Mission Impossible 4 and then several other things. The first thing I will say is that I thought Brad Bird did a good job for his first live action directorial work. Yeah.
Do we give people credit for that? Like, shouldn't you just be like, yeah, I'm a director, and be like, okay, director, like, for a first time, that was pretty good with $200 million.
Yeah.
I just mean that I enjoy, The Incredibles is my favorite Pixar movie.
The Incredibles is an amazing movie. It's an amazing movie.
Yeah, and I thought that he acquitted himself to, like, you know, that aspect of The Incredibles that I enjoyed so much, which is sort of the, like, you know, we're on a mission and things could go wrong.
I couldn't tell he directed it
at all. Gadgets and all that stuff.
You mean, I'm sorry, gadgets?
But I mean like
futuristic gadgets that we haven't seen the likes of?
Yeah, like the iPad. I get it.
Let me get my droid that I might break into the Kremlin. Fuck you.
There's some pretty cool gadgetry in that movie, but...
For a second, it was just me and this guy. Everyone else is like,
but maybe that's just like some Jobs RIP shit. iPad.
Post jobs?
Yeah, it's a post nine.
Simon Pegg does a great job.
Mm. He's great.
Same time, he does a terrible job because as a member of that team, in two crucial instances, his thing that he set up that he guarantees will work totally fucks up.
Yeah, but he's British.
Yeah, I know. He spends the whole time going, hey, well, sorry.
Well, it's bullocks, right? Just, and if he didn't have that phrase, they would have been like, we're going to fucking execute you in the desert. It'd be like, oi, 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 that's what the queen gave me, chicken and grits. And he'd be like, I guess it's charming that you almost killed us all. I saw it with Nikki, and Nikki was like, if that had been like a nebbishy Jewish guy, it just wouldn't have worked at all.
Yeah, the annoying, stuttering character like has to be like a sweet, pale, amoeba-esque British man.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't work if it's like a Jew, like an annoying Jew like me. They'd be like, oh, fuck that guy. Like,
I don't know. It might be dangerous. Yeah.
Shut up, Nick!
They don't even change your name.
Shut up, Nick Kroll of the league! Why are you even in this elite force?
I don't know. It might be dangerous.
Fuck you!
Chels?
Am I laying it on too thick?
Louder would be great.
Yeah. Fuck you forever. We're good friends. It got tense for a second.
But also, we'll move on soon, Chelsea, but...
No.
Mission Impossible 4. G to the P. As action movies go, it's a little lopsided because at about the midway point, you have Tom Cruise...
T. Cruise.
Hanging for his life on the side of the tallest building in the world. And then a few minutes later, Jeremy Renner... is afraid to make a 25-foot jump.
Oh, my God. What are you, a savant? You've made excellent laser accuracy points about this movie.
It's just weird that the most spectacular shit happens in the middle, and then the guy that's going to do something less spectacular worries about it more.
Yeah.
There's more scenes of Jeremy Renner going, should I jump this 25 feet? Tom Cruise jumps out of the side of the world's tallest building without thinking about
it. With gloves that have, like, battery life. They're like, there's a battery life on those, so I hope they don't run out when you're on the glass. Good luck!
Isn't...
Unbelievable. I don't know why we're not all carrying you on our shoulders.
Isn't life relative? Aren't challenges...
Shut up, Nick! Shut up! Why did we bring you in the van? Use the iPad! Angry Birds!
That's why we bring it, for goddamn Nick. Now do it as a British guy.
No.
Have you been to the cinema recently, Chelsea Peretti?
I did, but I haven't seen this movie yet. Otherwise, I'd be shouting at the top of my lungs, too.
And when you say,
what have you seen
tons
recently?
Of expletives.
When you say you haven't seen it yet, you mean...
I would like to see it.
You would like to see it?
Yeah. I tried to talk to you about the girl with the dragon tattoo, which got a zero. Zero.
You like that?
Zero.
Well, backstage, I try not to talk too much about movies. Now that we're out here, let's talk about it.
But you didn't see it, right?
No.
And a burp. And a burp.
A burp and a no.
No.
Cool, man. Let's get into it.
Did you like it, Chelsea?
I did very much so.
Did you see the French version?
No. I mean...
It wasn't French, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Did you see the foreign version?
I did not, but Okay. Everyone likes to mention that and say it was
I know.
Great.
People always love to, like, everything has to be qualified now. Like when I didn't like Avatar, people were like, well, you didn't see it in IMAX.
Did you see it
in 3D. Yes, I did. You weren't high enough. Yes, I did.
Did you see the French version, though?
Avatar.
I would love a French version of Avatar. There should be more blue people getting it on.
Revolution.
Sigourney Weaver smokes more. Has more attitude.
Le guerre.
On obtenium.
Sigourney Weaver.
It's just a French version of the actor.
Sacré bleu, Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver.
We are all sacré bleu.
Ha ha ha!
Wow. That was fruitful. That was a fruitful journey. We went around the barn and there was gold there.
Is there usually gold behind the barn?
Yeah, I
is
think
that where they
that's
put
the
it?
Old adage.
That's where the leprechauns put it?
Yeah, yeah. At
fuck
the end of the rainbow.
Fuck rainbows. Put it behind the barn.
Yeah. Yeah, but then if you break through the gold, there's just a pile of pie shit.
My redneck shit leprechaun.
Put it behind that barn full of zombies.
What does that mean?
I went into a TV reference there.
Is that a Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Spoiler. Spoiler.
You haven't
well,
seen
isn't,
it yet?
Isn't shit pie a spoiler? Yeah. I never saw The Help.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shit pie
someone
is definitely a spoiler.
Someone literally eats a pie of shit.
I haven't
movie?
Seen I haven't mm-hmm. seen The Help, but I feel like I could just give the spoiler alert.
Yeah.
That the pretty white girl helps the black ladies. Is that basically it?
Yeah, that's
great.
That.
All right.
That's
it turns
beautiful.
Out the list.
We thought they were helping the white lady. The white lady was helping them.
Oh, good.
Oh, but you forgot. At one point, the white girl gets her hair straightened.
The white girl gets her hair straightened?
Yeah, she's got beautiful curly locks, and then to look beautiful on a date, her mother makes her hair straight.
Huh.
Huh.
Yeah, it makes no fucking sense.
Does it work? Does it somehow transform that gargoyle Emma Stone into an attractive-looking woman?
No, then she dates an attractive gay boy who doesn't fucking get her and is a total dick to
he
her.
He doesn't get her.
Yeah, and it's...
Is it the kid from Glee? Who is it?
Here's how I recommend. If there's a way, if you can watch The Help where you ignore all the white people, like where you only watch the black people, I think it'd be a much more...
That's what I do in day-to-day life.
It's true.
There are no white people on this bus.
This room is empty to me.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, shit pie is a spoiler. That's a spoiler.
Well,
yeah, but, you know, black people wouldn't be equal if it wasn't for one white girl who wanted to write a book.
That's true. I think that's historically
accurate. That's what it
accurate.
Comes down to.
I think that's historically accurate.
A white girl named Skeeter.
Her name was Skeeter.
Really?
Yeah.
That means come?
Yeah.
Yeah. The first.
What if she was black and just someone had been job. Just skeeting all over her face? And, she,
and that's why she
that's
passed.
How she got the nickname.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Skeeter.
She was in white sure. face, just covered in loads.
Go clean your face, Skeeter. You rush right upstairs and wash your face off, Skeeter. I know what you were doing with those black boys outside.
Oh, God.
Keep going.
Oh, God. Now the worst thing we did was not a spoiler.
So, Pete, you're the E-Trade baby.
That's true.
Keep talking.
First of all, how do you fit into that costume?
It's a giant baby. It's a giant baby.
But as the E-Trade baby, do you ever...
Please let this last 30 minutes. This
it's
segment.
Definitely going to.
Inside the E-Trade baby.
Have you ever been...
I fucked the E-Trade baby. I've been inside the E-Trade baby.
Oh, God. I do not endorse this.
Showbiz smile.
It's so fun to watch Pete be like, iPad, I can't iPad. And then it's like E-Train. And he's like, it's a wonderful position. I'm honored to be part of an institution that allows investors who don't really understand the market to put their money in places.
That is pitch perfect. That was amazing. I don't know why we're all not freaking out right now. People should be lighting mattresses on fire, doing backflips, eating shit pie. Let's all eat shit pie.
You make a lot of announcements that things should have been more exciting
yeah,
than
know.
They were.
That's
you know, this is a Thursday night in Burbank. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. It's my general feeling in life. I'm like, why isn't this more exciting, I guess? You ever watch fireworks and you're like, is this it? That's how I feel all the time. By a river watching fireworks.
That's
I don't feel that night. I don't feel that way tonight with you guys on stage.
Oh, Nikki.
JK. Chelsea, you were going to say something, and then I jumped in
late.
There.
Too late. Timing. Too late.
Quips. quips.net.
Too late. Too late.
Do you think there's anyone out there whose initials are JK that, like, whenever they come into a situation, they're like, JK! Like, they just totally milk it?
Your brother. Your brother. Mm-hmm. Nick's brother has those initials.
Nick's
what are your brothers? What are you eating?
Give him a second. Chewing ice. He's chewing ice. You ever been
my brother
Nick,
and my dad are both JK.
No way.
Yeah. No, I'm not JK.
That would have been great if you said they you viewed and said they both are. It's like, really? JK.
No, they ever since nine they don't even
Isn't that a Diablo Cody thing? They say JK Rowling. They're like, I'm just JK Rowling. Don't they say that?
I don't know.
What do you mean, is that a Diablo Cody thing?
She wrote Juno, right?
Yeah, but that's, don't hang that on her. She just wrote young adult, and it has none of that kind of shit in it.
No, I don't mean that's all.
Whoa. Someone's dating Diablo. Whoa.
Check the phone. Check the phone. Recent text. Let's fuck. I'm not J.K. Rowling. You're more than that. Hashtag young adult. That's your last text to old Diablo.
You're also, what was that horror movie she did? Jennifer's body. Jennifer's body.
Juno?
You're also that.
Boom. Boom. Laser accuracy. That's my comment about the show so far.
Anyway, yeah, maybe I jumped too quickly to her defense, but.
No, I know
cool.
What you mean.
It was cool. It made you seem like a cool dude.
But her.
I'm serious.
Whenever I have someone else in the car and I drive by a strip club, no matter where it is, I point and say, that's where Diablo Cardi got her start.
You should do that if you have a daughter.
You don't know that?
No, I don't know anything.
Yeah, she was a stripper. She wrote a book about it.
Oh, really?
And that was her.
Juno?
Yeah.
Why did it work?
I remember when that came out, and I was like, I think that, like, everyone was like, oh, she's a stripper. I think they're, like, more embarrassing.
Who do you
things.
Hang out with? They're like, oh, dude, she's a stripper.
Okay, all right. I'll go see that sweatshirt movie. I started looking at other Oscar winners for screenwriters, and Paul Haggis, who had that year, or the year before had written Traffic, and the year before, like, Aaron Brockovich or some I don't know what the other movie he had written. He wrote Crash.
He wrote some other movies. Yeah.
He had like a couple big things. Do you know what else he did before he did that? He created Walker, Texas Ranger. So what is more embarrassing? Possibly having been a stripper or having created Walker, Texas Ranger?
That show was a slowly rotating pregnant stripper. That's what that show was. That kicked you and fought injustice.
We just heard out loud what makes Pete Holmes finish.
Oh, what makes me Skeeter?
Yeah.
Oh, we're having a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun.
I like that little lady laugh you got there.
It's like an Asian game show.
A Skeeter!
I didn't have the balls to do it. You knew I wanted to do it. I didn't do
That's the log line of the show.
The sauce is quite sour. There is something I taste. I think it is plum. Yes, that's very nice.
Is that an Asian woman doing a Skeeter taste test? Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Iron Chef.
Holy shit.
You had to say it. Iron Chef. Iron Chef. Just to make sure.
Just, you know.
Have you seen any movies lately, Pete?
We just saw
it. We didn't even talk about Girl with the Dragon Tattoo at all.
Right.
Did no one see it? Did no one? None of you
guys
saw it.
Yeah, we didn't see it.
All right, forget it.
Skinny Girl.
I'll see a movie with one rape in it, but when it has two, I'm not interested.
Honestly, I swear to God, I only remember one rape. I'm talking about my personal life.
Viewers at home, she's moving her arms in a funny way.
Do you think they'll ever start showing Girl with the Dragon Tattoo at midnight and everyone brings whistles and blows them during the...
during the two rapes.
Like a Rocky Horror thing?
Yeah.
Like
just
Tinkerbell.
Blow your whistle during the rape scenes.
Honestly, one of these days it won't happen.
That, the rapes are like a very tiny little, you know, just a blip in the movie.
Is she...
I'm sure the character felt that way about it. Those two times I was raped, those were blips in my life. Much more important things have happened to me.
How's Daniel Craig? Can you look at him not as Bond?
I can look at him any way. He's great. They had a great thing together, the two of them. They had to give us a cool... I'm writing a fifth grade book report, but I thought they had a... this isn't fun because none of you guys saw it. You're just staring at me. I feel like I'm a bug trapped on a pin.
Yeah. Did you guys see the Ford version?
No.
You didn't see any version of it?
The only thing worse than a movie with two rapes is a foreign movie with two rapes.
No, stop it! I hate reading about rape. I just want to see it. I don't need to read about it.
Parenthetical non-consensual sex in the closed caption.
But you liked it, though, Chelsea.
I really did. Did you see that movie?
Bottom line, you recommend it.
Hannah? H-A-N-A?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pronounce it however you
want.
I
like that movie.
Is it Hannah or Hannah?
I think it's Hannah, but okay.
I think that these two movies are very similar. It's Hannah?
All right, very
well,
similar.
Whatever.
This
take,
is the Hannah Montana concert film.
Yeah.
Which was which? Which was which? Which one was Hannah, the movie with Tilda Swinton, and which one was Hannah Montana, the concert movie?
There's no way to answer that question.
Bang, JK'd.
But they're... they're both, I thought,
I
similar.
I loved Hannah. Are they? Is it beautiful? Is Dragon Tattoo real beautiful?
Yes. Great music.
Mm-hmm.
I was dancing
it was
during
it's
the
Trent,
rapes.
It's Trent Reznor again, right?
Yeah.
It's the Rez.
So it's just a lot of like, boom.
Ding, 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 ding. It's like being in an elevator at a W hotel.
Sharpshooter. That was very good. I just don't think enough of us have stayed in W hotels.
They're
no,
pretty
it
fancy.
Was it was very motivational. It makes you want to kill people and fight and like kill off rapists and shit. Okay.
Daniel Craig, that's his name, right? He always looks like he's about to kill somebody. His eyes are so...
He looks like he's about to kill that pussy with his dick.
Oh.
Don't hate Pete Holmes.
Whoa.
Anyway,
Pete Holmes and I just saw The Artist.
Yeah, we saw The Artist just
Yeah, you guys
we
went together?
Yeah, we went together.
To see that?
We went to a Fern film together.
No ladies went with you?
We wore miniskirts.
Yeah.
Does it make it better if we were dressed as ladies?
Miniskirts and ruffled tube tops.
We saw a silent film, and everybody 5 minutes into that movie goes, have I made a horrible mistake? Like, you're just like, oh, no! But then it gets really good. But then you do want it to wrap up, and then it wraps up. I just saved you a lot of time.
That sounds, like a great experience.
It was good.
I enjoyed it. I really liked it.
Yeah, it was a fun time.
How about that?
You guys are a little sklarish on this breakdown.
Mm-hmm. Word Chapa for word.
It took me a second to think of a sklar bit. Chapa four. No?
Drop, yeah. Literally drop the mic. Damaged it.
If I did my old shit, you wouldn't have been able to follow this. Yeah.
Drops the mic.
Damage is it? So for the three of you out there,
yeah,
not a big sklar room.
I love the sklar.
We are not in sklarbro country.
I sat through an episode of Entourage on Comedy Central, like commercials and everything. Just
wow.
To watch the Sklar brothers, because it was a great episode where they're brothers that work for Ari Gold.
Yes.
And they're having a disagreement about something, and Ari keeps yelling at them to stop.
Yeah, I remember that. That was funny.
Yeah.
Have you seen Hannah Taraj? It's the mashup of...
This whole time I've been writing a sketch called Benny Hanna Solo, where it's Han Solo and he cooks your dinner in front of you.
Okay.
Just know that that's
he uses
in the works.
A lightsaber to chop.
Yeah,
up
yeah,
the
of course, and he
stuff.
Flicks
okay,
the shrimp into his pocket right. Using that gun he has.
All right,
Chewie's there,
and then Billy Dee Williams brings you Sapporos.
I also would have accepted a Colt 45.
Okay. Keeping it pertinent to Benihana, which would be a Sapporo.
You son of a bitch. That was better.
Pete, could you sit on the couch for a little bit?
Yeah.
That's the like the penalty area. No, don't take your microphone.
Oh! Heaven.
How weird would that have been? There was almost a chance where the three of you were going to sit on that couch. And then I'd sit in one of these tall chairs. That would have been weird, right? It's weird right now.
Incredibly weird. I'm actually quite comfortable with it.
You're like tapping into Pete's childhood issues right now.
You knew what I was like when you booked me.
Like a huge toddler?
Just a huge pouting baby.
All right, you can come back now. That was a good penalty period. Yeah.
Oh.
People are happy to have you back.
Yeah, you can't come back from a timeout happy. You gotta like punish the person.
I had to own it.
Jeremy Kroll, go back to the couch.
Jake, come back.
I JK'd him again.
I'm trying to get you dead. You guys are all dead.
You're all dead forever. Spoiler alert.
What else have you seen, Nick Kroll, besides the artist? What did you see something else recently?
Bop.
Are you retarded?
Are we going to let that go?
I saw something right before Christmas. I don't remember. Oh, I saw Mission Impossible, but that might have been the last one I saw.
She didn't see
his
the first
girlfriend.
45
again,
minutes of the
I will
show.
Talk about again. We were IMDb-ing the girl in The Artist, who's just lovely. It was in A Knight's Tale, which is one of my favorite movies. I love A Knight's Tale.
Why?
It's like a great sports underdog movie.
It's a great, annoying, anachronistic music in a medieval knights movie.
Exactly.
Movie.
Yeah. Heath Ledger, Paul Bettany, Alan Tudyk. Come on.
Oh, I'm all, you know I'm all about Tudyk.
Yeah. who else? It's a good movie. Rufus Sewell is the bad guy.
Oh, Sewell's in it, you guys. It's got some fucking Sewell action in it.
I can't tell if you're joking. You really do
like
it? I'm
totally serious. I love that movie. It's one of those movies that if it's on TV, I'm watching it start to finish. Like Bull Durham.
Right, but the difference between those two is one is horrible. And one is an enduring classic.
Don't shit on Sarandon and Tim Robbins like that.
I can't get into that night movie, but that's...
Doesn't he get the Nike swoosh on his armor?
It's
at
a
one
bunch
point?
Of stupid shit in there.
He's like eating bubble it's tape, and he's like, let's do this for the king.
Bubble tape.
Oh, my droid's blown up. Second droid joke.
That movie's ridiculous. I only give it the a little respect because Heath Ledger wasn't in enough things before he passed.
So, I understand.
So I'll tolerate that thing.
It's like liking that. What was the last John Candy movie? Mm. We should know this. What is it? You're thinking of
Rufus Barley.
Yeah, and Beverly Hills Ninja was not.
We're getting Canadian bacon
over here.
Thank
you for playing.
And she was ready too. The ninja one.
We've been getting Canadian bacon, it seems to
Canadian
be.
Canadian bacon, yeah.
She
yeah,
was
yeah,
just
yeah.
going to say the ninja one anytime anybody brought a question to the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. What song?
What was Ralph
What's
Macchio's
your favorite?
What was Ralph Macchio's biggest movie again?
The ninja one.
For what movie did Vanilla Ice do that promotional song for?
Oh, the ninja one.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, what was your favorite Jane Austen movie?
Probably Jane Eyre.
I'm so glad I'm back from the couch. That would have been awkward.
Chelsea.
Yeah.
Your IMDb page.
Oh, man.
I had to check it out because IMDb. It said you were in something called Twisted Fortune.
I knew. I actually knew you were going to do this.
As Rachel, the saucy saleswoman?
Listen, that is... Do you know Victor Varnado?
Yes, I do. The albino guy?
That's not how I would describe him.
I mean, the very funny
dude. I'd describe him as a mediocre comedian. Just kidding, Victress. Yeah, but he directed that movie, and I think it never came out, and I think that was his idea of a fun...
Like Pete?
A fun goof him up. Yeah.
You're dead forever. You're dead
we
forever.
All are.
Spoiler alert, one day you will die.
Yeah.
There's a young woman over here. As soon as you said that about Pete, she just started shaking her head like, That is not right.
I'm going to get that inside of me tonight.
That's what you're saying. You're going to be screaming tonight.
God, are you loud during sex?
No.
No.
Was she talking to you?
I think so, right? Was that through me to you?
I don't know.
If that was to you, that was through me.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think pretty much...
Will you tell her? Would you mind telling her that I Daniel Craig that shit? That I Daniel Craig that shit. He just goes, he looks at me and goes, Dago what?
I thought you were like, tell her I'll Dago crack that shit. I was like... What T.I. song am I not familiar with? Dago crack it, crack it. Dago crack it. Paul Hogan uses, that shit.
Where he uses old Italian stereotype names.
That'd be an awesome website, Daniel Craigslist.
Casual encounters.
That's
you
from...
sitting on the subway, me with perfect abs.
Yeah, sitting with the perfect abs.
Yeah.
Like they're in the seat next to him. But
I'm
what is
looking for someone to come on my food. That's my favorite Craigslist post ever.
That's a real one?
Yeah. Please. Casual encounters.
Please skeeter on my rice.
And you said it in the voice that I totally believed.
Yes.
I'm looking for someone to come on my food. Come on.
I understand that it's 4:20 and there's going to be snow.
Please ejaculate on my Cocoa Krispies. My Cocoa Krispies. Patrick Stewart. Please come on my Cocoa Krispies. Holodeck. Ejaculate simulator. Bowl of Cocoa Krispies. Engage.
Take any car in the aisle and go. Isn't that him? Is that Ian McKellen?
I don't know. I thought he said Dago.
Do you guys want to hear my Alan Rickman?
Oh, yes. Of course. Die Hard's the best Christmas movie.
He's got milk voice. He's got milk voice. Like, he's just drank milk and then decides to talk. He's like, Mr. McClone.
Alan Rickman.
That's what me and my buddy do. He's all his lines in Harry Potter are like, going somewhere, Mr. Potter. So we always want to do like, brushing your teeth, Mr. Potter. Like, fucking yes. I'm get out of my bathroom. I'm brushing my...
Going to bed, Mr. Potter.
Get out of here!
Looking at my junk, Mr. Potter.
I wasn't! Don't put it on my fucking face!
I'm about to Dumbledore.
Wanting to be skeetered, Mr. Potter.
Harry Potter sounds like the E-Trade baby.
It's a wonderful opportunity. I'm very happy that we can work creatively. That they
are you
me.
Like under contract to only
no,
talk about
no,
it seriously?
No. Just
under contract to not say anything negative.
Yeah,
about
like you couldn't right now say those ads suck. You're like, I'm very pleased to be a part of this campaign.
I am very pleased to be part of that campaign, and I stand behind the quality of the ads. Look forward to the new ones. Count now.
Yeah. I heard that insider trading baby might be going to jail.
Tiny little suit. Baby in a pinstripe suit.
Stop pinstripe.
Because you pictured it.
Yeah.
You were delighted by your own joke.
He was so excited.
But seriously, it's a wonderful opportunity. It's a great creative team. The guys over at Gray are wonderful. Yep.
Frowned upon an establishment.
Frowned upon.
Yeah.
So, Nick.
Yeah.
You're in a motion picture that it got a brief release. I didn't get a chance to see it. We have a water coming in for you.
Thank you so much.
He's hydrated.
Because I have Alan Rickman.
Yes.
McLean.
I just had some heavy cream. Just doing your bit for you.
I know.
While you're drinking.
Hijacked.
Nope. Hijacked.
Nine. He nined it.
Stole.
I'll take it.
It's not over, but that could have been the end. That was the best thing I've ever fucking heard.
That could have been the end.
Oh,
you're
my
right.
God. He nined it. For those of you who stayed with this, congratulations for not turning it off. That's your reward.
Sometimes it's worth it to put in some effort.
Why did you say that with unbreaking eye contact to me?
Going somewhere. Mr. Potter.
Your bit of my bit is getting better.
Stealing a bit. Mr. Potter.
Yes, I am. Feeling great about it.
I was like, at one point in Harry Potter, if he was like, Mr. McLean. You see Radcliffe like bat an eye and then just like keep going with the scene.
Shh, let him do it. Let him do it. Let him do it.
But Doug, we were talking about me.
Yeah, a good old-fashioned orgy.
Yes.
Was, you saw it? Or you just...
Huh?
You just approve of the premise.
He thought one was about to happen.
Yeah. See, you're in that, right?
I am.
And is it on DVD now?
Yeah, it just came out on DVD.
So do you encourage people to check it out?
I do. I think it's fun. You wrote a somewhat disparaging review of it on Twitter, if I remember correctly.
What did I say? Do you remember?
I don't. I just remember being like, oh, Doug's taking a shot at the movie. Okay. Let's get awkward, y'all. No, I do. I think
it was a very generic shot because I hadn't seen it.
Do you want me to find it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I actually think it's a very funny, very sweet. Chelsea's good on that phone. She's good on that phone. I do think it's like a funny, sweet movie. It's got a really good cast. Jason Sudeikis, Will Forte, Martin Starr, Lindsay Sloan, like Bell, Leslie Bibb, Alan, Dave Koechner.
I'll let you know when you get to somebody good. Keep going.
Nick Kroll.
Yay, the best.
But yeah, it's I think it's really
Nick
funny.
Kroll,
it's kind of like the way I describe
favorite.
It is if Apatow made The Big Chill. If that makes sense. And that's not lofty at all.
Yeah, because if Apatow made it Big Chill, everyone would fuck!
But yeah, it's about a group of friends who have an orgy.
Yeah.
Just wanted to bring everybody down a little bit.
How much of your junk do we
found
have to
it.
See? No, you didn't.
Yes, I did! A good old-fashioned orgy. Wish it was less old-fashioned, more orgy.
No problem with that.
That's one of those sight unseen reviews that the people have come to love.
I saw it. I thought it was fantastic, Nick.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to see it, but
good.
Did hear there's not that much orgy in it.
No, there's a good. There's an orgy. There's some skin, but it's more sweet than it is like a raunchy movie.
Oh, like a real sweet orgy.
Yeah.
Like a real tender orgy.
Tender.
It's like, what if regular people, not like open-robed mustachioed people, wanted to have an orgy?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I think is a great premise.
Yeah, it was fun. It's like a perfect like video on demand movie or DVD.
I feel like if I said that, you'd be like, "Fuck you,
yeah.
man."
Fuck you, man.
No, it's a great movie. Wow.
Interesting. You did that too, then, just like Pete did. Like you got all weird and professional and quiet, talking about the orgy movie.
Yeah.
How's Parks and Rec going?
You know, it's a great show. You know, there's just a wonderful ensemble cast.
So good opportunity.
Really wonderful writing team as well.
I heard you guys are like a family.
It is like a family, kind of. It's like an assumed family. So, you know, we have a lot of fun. You guys don't like how quiet I'm doing it? What's the problem?
Too subtle. Too subtle.
Too subtle.
Bring
right.
Alan Rickman into it somehow. Sorry. And we'll wrap it up.
We'll shout about droids.
I've already done two. I'm saving my last.
Two more. You can shoehorn two more.
You think I can shoehorn in two more?
What are you doing here, Mr. Leslie Nope?
Taking the bomb, Nick Kroll.
That would be a great episode if Alan Rickman came in and took over or something.
Watch that.
Yeah, he's good. Shall we play some games, you guys?
Yeah.
I feel like we can bring the energy down a little more before we get to that.
Bring the energy down. Potter.
Mr. Potter. Now it's just getting weird.
Let's play Build a Title. And I don't know if any of you are familiar with how to play, so this will be especially exciting.
Well, why don't you just explain it to the listeners at home? And
they know how it's played. The listeners at home know how it's played. I get a suggestion of a movie title, and then we'll start with we'll start with Nick down there on the end, mm-hmm. and you have to try to add another title to the first title using the last word or syllable, okay. or the first word or syllable.
Okay.
What?
So could just like if it were like Children of the Corn. Oh, that's a tough one.
Wait, you use the word corn to make a new title?
Yeah, right.
Corn
yeah.
be concealing them kids?
You have to use another real movie.
Yeah, you'd
movie,
have to
though,
need
right?
you need another movie that begins with the word corn.
Why don't
which
you
I don't think there are a lot of those. The Big Chill is I don't the
also
word corn
hard.
Isn't anywhere in there.
Oh, you have to think of another movie.
Okay, but Big Chill, you'd add Big Chills Have Eyes.
Oh, okay.
Would be how you do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
but that's not the subject at hand. I'll give you the first. I'll give you the title, Nick, and we'll see how we can proceed
okay.
from there.
Whoa.
Someone named at Def Lemon Kid, whatever that means, suggested Smokey and the Bandit.
Okay.
So you need a movie
okay,
that
Smokey
ends
and
in
the
smoke or
good
Smokey.
As it gets. Or Smokey and the Bandit's Good as It Gets. No, I fucked that up.
As yeah, but that was but your attitude was fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
You said it like we were wrong.
Yeah. You were very positive about it.
I'm having a panic attack.
Me too. I don't understand.
No, you'll see. Well, you'll see when it gets to
you'll
you.
See.
When it gets to you, yeah. you'll get it. So you could
like
your instinct
right?
were right. You could start with a movie that starts with
okay.
the word it.
Right. That's what I was trying to do.
So Smokey and the Band It.
Right. I am currently blanking.
You can't think of any movie that begins with the word it?
Oh, I can.
Should you guys not help?
Can I ask?
I mean, I appreciate that was in the Christmas spirit.
Can I ask, like, if this would be a correct answer?
No, you don't have to worry about it yet.
Smokey
it's not
and
even
the Bandit's
yet.
A Wonderful Life.
There. Is that right?
Yeah.
You did it.
Is that
you
right?
did it.
Which
with
I came up with on my own.
With a little help from some angels.
Does anybody have a Klonopin?
Okay, so we have Smokey and the Bandit's A Wonderful Life. So now you need a movie, Pete, that begins with life or ends with smoke or Smokey.
Oh, Smokey and the Bandit's A Wonderful Life as we know it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
A fantastic Katherine Heigl vehicle.
Yeah.
Co-starring our friends...
Kumail.
Kumail and...
Rob Hubel, Rob, Jessica St. Clair, Andy Daly.
Aziz Ansari. Aziz just popped on stage to say who's in that movie. Amy, write me some funny shit, Chelsea.
Oh, man, that was just for me. I was naked in a cornfield for a second. I felt so exposed. There's nothing like a joke not working.
Smokey and the Bandit's A Wonderful Life as we know it. So you need a movie that starts with it.
I can't do It's a Wonderful Life again.
Ends with smoke or Smokey.
Or ends with smoke?
Ends with smoke, yeah.
Because you can lead into it.
Oh, no. You know, this smoke is a disaster.
E and the bandit. It's a wonderful life as we know it. Don't help, audience, this time.
I feel like you should, just because I'm never going to think of anything right now.
You can't think of any movie that starts with the word it. Pete's trying to help her.
Just saying it, though, isn't helpful, guys, because that just discontinues the game.
It. It.
Oh, that's interesting. Yes, Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, I honestly can't think of...
You can say Up in Smokey and the Bandits, A Wonderful Life as We Know It. That's what he's trying
to say. That's what she could do if we were playing a game where you were competing against one another, Pete.
I want to help.
But honestly, that be my answer?
See?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Oh, I see. It ends when we can't do it anymore?
I'm just saying, let's pretend as we move forward into the next game to be more competitive with one another rather than just telling the next person what they could say.
I thought
say.
You were going to say be more compelling, which is also a fair note.
Be more compelling or competitive.
Yeah.
So, okay, we have Up in Smokey and the Bandits, A Wonderful Life as We Know It. Back to Nick.
Oh, you don't play?
I could play, but
what
I
is this
game
saw?
Is disgusting.
Did we start?
Oh my God, he's furious at us.
Like when we can't do
Wait,
it, do I have to get
in the green room? I was like, I'm gonna suck at all these games. You're like, it's fun. We have fun out there, you know, just have fun. Now we're like in straight up the red zone or whatever that is.
You should be wearing the Saw clown mask. And at the end, I have to get a key out of Nick's groin or something. And Chelsea's head is ripped open by some sort of mask.
That's what's happening regardless. Up in Smokey and the Bandits, A Wonderful Life.
As We Know It.
As We Know It.
Somebody just congratulated you for just repeating what we already have.
Oh, did we have Up in Smoke already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Up in Smokey. I gotcha. Thanks. Up in Smokey and the Bandit. It's a Wonderful Life. As We Know It's Complicated.
Oh, that was good.
Some girl whispered it to me right next to me.
Really?
I don't like this.
I'm sitting next
like
to
this,
the teacher.
I don't like this. I don't like this cheating atmosphere. Wait a second. One of the other students told you an answer right in front of me. I didn't complain.
That's true.
All right, Pete.
What was it? Say it again. What
did you did complain, actually.
I mean, I complained, but, you know, in a gentler way.
Up in Smoke.
You're cheating, teacher.
Up in Smoke is how it starts.
Yeah.
Can I just say Up? Disney Pixar's Up?
You could say that, but it would not move the game forward in any way.
It would transfer this anxiety to Chelsea.
I'd be really impressed. Well, think of a movie that ends in the word Up that's not necessarily just the word Up. Why are you guys doing that? Stop yelling stuff from the audience.
People just want to participate.
I'm mad at everyone now. There's no one here that I'm happy with.
There's got to be a movie called Stick Up. Is there?
Oh, that does seem like that would be a movie. But
that has to be a movie.
You have to know what the movie is. You have to...
Oh, well, it's Robert...
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. It's a delightful romp where Ice Cube is frustrated with Robert Downey Jr., who's a new cop to the force and has a coke problem. And Ice Cube's like, God damn! There's this great scene where he's like, God damn! And Robert Downey's like, I'm sorry, I just have to do this. This is what I do. It's my thing. And I'm sorry, I have hot coffee. And then he goes, God damn!
I like how your Ice Cube is Chris Tucker.
Nail. It's also Chappelle.
And Aziz.
They're all the same. Same voice.
Well, either way, I don't understand a word that's coming out of your mouth.
Chris Tucker.
Stitch up, stick up, fuck up, dick up, shut up, eat up. Oh, Gordon Ramsay's eat up. Gordon Ramsay's eat up in the air as we know it. Disney's Pixar presents The Incredibles, Mission Impossible 4, brought to you by iPad, Morgan Spurlock, Super Jaime. Everybody go fuck yourself.
Yay!
Is that it? Did I do it?
Yay!
Did I figure out the game?
You're the best player of Build a Title that we've ever had. That was amazing.
Hey, season 4.
We're having a lot of fun.
All right, so what do we really have? We had Up It, Smokey and the Band, It's a Wonderful Life.
As we know it.
It's complicated. Oh, you could do Ed.
It's complicated to Ed TV.
Oh, it's complicated.
TV.
Oh, yeah. Are you playing now? What the fuck is happening?
I got one.
Oh, I thought you just completely abandoned all sense of. Okay.
I got one.
Now we're back.
What'd it start with? Because I think we know that that's a speed bump.
It started with Up and Smoke.
Up and Smokey and the Bandits. It's a Wonderful Life. As we know, it's complicated. TV for Vendetta.
Nice!
I'm sort of single.
that just means not married, right?
Yeah.
I can do that one. That one's super easy.
Okay.
How did it end? Jesus Christ.
V for Vendetta.
V for Vendetta. I have to do the whole thing, though. It starts with Up and Smoke.
Do whatever you want.
Up and Smokey and the Bandits, A Wonderful Life as We Know It's Complicated. TV for Vendetta. Nightmare Before Christmas. A Nightmare Before Christmas. TV for Vendetta.
You're my least favorite person.
Why? That ends with the word "ah."
This game is the nightmare after Christmas.
Nightmare. Boom!
I knew you were coming at me.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Love that movie. Did we finish?
Yeah, that was a great game, you guys. You did a great job. It was perfect.
I don't know what was wrong with that answer.
It was at the Tim Burton exhibit.
Tim Burton?
You are dead. You are all dead.
All right, let's play the Leonard Maltin game. That's what everyone's really fired up about, and where you guys could really fuck it up. There's a guy with shorts on over there. That's awesome.
UPS driver?
He has on shorts and half a sweatshirt.
This guy's ready for
it. It's only on one arm. He's got severe... He's got warmth in certain areas and cold fronts in others.
You're going to try to think of a medical condition and then you just bailed. He's got certain warm parts.
Sort of thermia?
He's warming up. Well, no, he's got to keep his right arm warm because he's pitching tomorrow.
Half a thermia is better.
Right arm of thermia? Yeah.
All right, let's see Sephora your name tags. You guys bring name tags? Sephora. Oh, look at that. That's a clever one. We got Venkman over here, a Ghostbusters reference. We got an Emily reference right here from Kira. We got a Clockwork Orange thing over there with Doug Loves Movies. Jorge, Amy,
Canada.
Fred's friend is over there. Canada is here tonight. That'd be weird if somebody named you Canada. It'd be like, they must know you're going to be a really fat, friendly baby. So you guys go pick the name tag you want to play for. Just take it from them. Grab it from... Yeah, you guys... Just go ahead and take who you want to play for. You get to make out with whoever you play for, so... So look out, ladies. There's a giant headed your way. They're all going over to this side of the room. I don't know what's wrong with over there. They have perfectly good name tags. Oh, look at that. Nick picked one that's a... it's Legos that spell Amy. So nicely done. And you know, Chelsea knows how to appeal to me. She got the Tony the Tiger Frosted Flakes box.
Win or lose, I got a goddamn phone.
I'm a John
King. It's very smart. He gets to keep it, right?
Is this a memento? Is this a memento reference or is
Johnny
it your
wants
name?
That back?
Yes. I asked you two questions. Is it a memento? I'm going to pause now. Is it a memento reference? Well, you fucking welcome to Earth. You did it wrong both times.
You're the one who recognized the reference.
I'm a John G.
Okay, we're having fun.
Johnny G is a name in memento?
It's the guy he's trying to kill.
Oh, okay.
John
G
raped and murdered
my wife. But that's
your
name also? Okay.
So it's both yes. Oh, so I'm an asshole. I am
I think
asshole.
We've established that over and over again.
Yes, we have. Oh, God. You're my friend.
Does that have actual cereal in it?
Yeah.
Oh, let's eat
full
some.
Full tank. Full tank.
Seriously, nothing gives
there's
you
no
an energy
here.
Boost like a handful of Frosted Flakes.
And
all right, so Chelsea's playing for Tony, Frosted Flakes. And Pete's playing for Johnny G on his iPhone.
Or Johnny his, right, G.
Whatever that phone is. And Nick Kroll is playing for Amy.
I'm hoping it's Amy Fisher.
Well, you went over and got it from her. Did she look like Amy Fisher?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so maybe it is.
I'm gonna turn yours off to save battery.
Maybe the Long Island Lolita is now the Burbank bitch.
Such a downgrade.
Double downgrade. All right, here we go. Well, again, Chelsea, since you're new to all
this. An idiot.
No, I didn't say that. I just thought it. We'll start with Nick down there on the end because he's played the game before and he knows how this works. Leonard Maltin game. We'll play the best possible first person to 2 points. I know you guys are all familiar with how this works, but if you think you know the answer, don't yell it out. And it's all between these guys up here. Nick gets to pick a category. Nick, would you like, from at King of Pancakes, the number one movie 5 years ago to this very day, or a movie that has Weezer on the soundtrack, some Weezer songs on there? I'm going to be on the WeezerCruise.com.
Are you doing the WeezerCruise.com?
Or a movie with 4 letters in the title. An example would be Milk. Which
I'll do the number one movie 5 years ago.
Number one movie 5 years ago to this very day. Leonard Maltin gives it 3 stars. From 2006, he says about this movie that it is that the lead actor has a funny scene with a woman. And he also says that the film has an imaginative story. And it's 3 stars from 2006. It was the number one movie 5 years ago today. And Leonard Maltin lists 13 names. So now we start with Nick, and he says how many names he thinks he can get it in out of 13.
12 names.
Reading from the bottom up. It's a good opening bid. Leaves Pete Holmes in an interesting...
See, I know if I say anything less, Chelsea's going to make me name it, but Nick's going to hate me if I say
I don't give
name
a
it.
Shit.
Well, first of all, way to play into Chelsea and let her know what she should do. It's very strategic.
You are stuck between a rock and a fucking hard place right now, my friend.
Are you the hard place?
Oh shit!
Yeah, which one of you is a rock and which one's a hard place?
I'm going to say name it.
Okay.
Whoa.
He gets 12.
I don't think we're all terrible at this game. You'll see. You'll see.
He gets 12
or
out of 13 names?
If he gets it.
Or are we?
Is that your strategy? That. You're amazing at it?
In the green room, I was like, I don't know how to play this game. I really don't.
Do it. I couldn't do it
okay,
in 11,
name it. Let's
so
do
you
it.
Do
Let's
it in
do
12.
It.
All right. Well, I would like to, if anyone is interested, I would like to bet $10,000. That Nick will be able to figure out what this is.
That's a lot of pressure.
You'd be a lot of stupid if you couldn't figure this out. You get 12 out of 13 names. Leonard gave it 3 stars. It was the number one movie 5 years ago to this very day. And your 12 names are Paul Rudd, Patrick Gallagher, Kim Raver, Steve Coogan, Owen Wilson, Robin Williams, Ricky Gervais, Jake Cherry, Bill Cobbs, Mickey Rooney, and Dick Van Dyke, and Carla Gugino. See, look,
I see everyone in the crowd being like, obviously, no idea.
You still have no idea.
Yeah, is it
no
idea. Fish called Wanda?
You started...
It's Nick's turn to guess.
Okay, wait. It started with... Can you read it again one more time? Rudd? Carla Gugino. I'm thinking of the names that I...
Hey, let me help you out. Let me just...
He's closing his eyes.
Let me tell you the three names that should give this away to every listener and person in this audience. Mm-hmm. Steve Coogan, Owen Wilson, and Robin Williams.
Oh, okay. Got it.
What is it?
It's Night at the Museum.
That's correct. Wouldn't have gotten it.
Never.
Would not have gotten it.
Yeah. Is that smattering of golf applause? because most people are really not impressed.
I didn't
Paul Rudd in that movie.
I didn't know Robin Williams was in that movie.
I didn't either.
Oh, that's hilarious. We are.
All right, so Nick Kroll has a point, everybody. Amy, you're on your way.
Basically single.
So much backstory.
I want the four letter one.
Okay, let me just tell you how a few things work around here.
Oh.
Like if Pete Holmes, like little Pete Holmes, came over for a play date at your house, the mother would have been exhausted by the end of the play date.
And I'd have sticky hands.
Can I have a peanut butter sandwich? My mom makes it better. Where's your bathroom?
You'd be doing horrible phony rants on peanut butter. That was funny. Fuck all of you.
They're just jealous you have a whole box of cereal in your lap. That's exciting.
All right, so you made Nick name it, right?
Yeah.
So we'll start with Chelsea this time.
Sorry.
And then we'll go to you, Pete.
I still have sticky hands.
So Chelsea gets to pick a category.
It's crazy how terrible inside I feel, and this is just like a podcast that we're all doing. We're all friends.
Why do you feel terrible inside?
Because I'm so nervous to disappoint you. I see you as like a father figure.
Oh, all right. I'll spank you. I'm all right with that.
Secretary.
I'm okay with that role.
Are we playing?
Not even how the game works.
You just don't blurt out answers,
Pete.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
But you do get a point.
And a spanking.
Yeah.
Nothing.
All right. Later. Chelsea gets to pick. The listeners might be laughing. Don't worry about...
Yeah, I know that they're always...
Don't worry
always
about these
side.
People so much.
All right.
Look at him. You can't disappoint him.
I didn't mean that to be insulting.
What does your sweatshirt say?
Yeah.
What does that say? Centipede. Oh, Catalina Island.
No, it doesn't. It says Canadian Princess. He said
yeah, I
Catalina
thought it said Canadian
Island.
Friends accurate.
I thought it said...
There's a point in your life where you wear stuff and you don't know what it says on it. That's
but
just... Yeah, he doesn't care anymore.
Are you a Canadian princess?
Who isn't?
Okay, girl.
Celine Dion.
All right, you get to pick a category, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like... IFC's most underrated comedies of all time.
No, thank you.
At Inigo 920 suggested Weezer, which is movies where one of the characters has asthma. Or, this is a fun category for anyone who's not great at the game.
Perfect.
It's called In Theaters Now. And that's movies that all you need to know really is what is playing in theaters now.
is this a trick? Okay.
Which one of those do you like?
I'll do In Theaters Now.
Okay.
Thank you.
People
Thank
are,
you for your support and warmth.
People are very excited about your choice.
Yeah, smattering of applause.
Okay, this is from 2011. Leonard doesn't give a rating to the movies that just came out. He just gives he writes a really long review on his app. Not really long, but you know what I mean. And he says about this movie that it is
it has a shit pie in
he
it.
He says it's He says it's on the nose, and he also says about this movie that I wish someone else, instead of the person who did make this movie, I wish someone else had tackled this material. Yeah, and he
people are
lists,
doing like gospel.
He lists 15 names. So how many names do you think you can get it in, Chelsea, out of 15? And since you're new to the game, let me help you out and say. Bid 15 names.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's going to be off the beaten path?
No, I'm just saying, why even take
okay,
a chance?
Fine. Sure, sure.
Yeah. 15 names?
Yeah.
Say it, Chelsea.
15.
Okay, she says 15. Now we go to Pete.
No.
Oh, are you going to do another amazing piece of strategy like you did on the last one?
14 names.
Then we go to Nick.
I'm naming it an 11.
What did you say?
Are you saying the theme from
I'll name it an 11.
Nick is chopped and screwed. It's for the black people.
All right, so Nick says 11, Chelsea.
Okay, what
so
do
you can
I
either
know?
Tell him to name it or you can bid lower. 11 is a lot of names.
All right, I'll go 10. Can I do that?
Yeah, you can.
Why not? I believe in myself. What happens if I lose? Who gives a shit?
Well, Tony, for one.
All right, we go to Pete.
9. He says 9. See, Chelsea, you're out of the woods. Because this is what it's going to come down to right here.
9. And what was the description again?
Blah, 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 blah.
It's in theaters now.
Uh-huh.
And Leonard says about it that he thinks it's on the nose, that he wishes somebody else had made it, and that...
that's a good clue.
Yeah, and the year is now. and we're down to... You said 9?
I'll do it an
Nick?
8. I'll do it an 8.
So, I mean, Pete said 9, Nick said 8. So what do you think, Chelsea? You want to make him name it?
I'll say 7.
Okay.
Because I want Tony to go home feeling like I do right now.
I'm gonna say go
wrong?
For it. Try it.
Name
it.
Oh, shit.
You got Are you 7 upset? Names. Are you disappointed, Father?
In what?
In no, that I'm doing this?
No, this is an exciting game. I'm not. Yeah. How could I be disappointed? I was
Seems
more disappointed.
Like easily.
What? All right. So I'm gonna give you your 7 names. Your clues again are that someone else should have made it and that it's bullshit. Or no, that he thinks it's on the nose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in theaters now. And your 7 names are Celine Buckins,
Cabbage Patch Madu, the acclaimed actor Scrabble Dick,
Celine Buckins.
Don't confuse her.
Celine Buckins.
Don't confuse her with side names.
That's a name.
Celine Buckins.
Sawgrass Teddy.
Celine Buckins is in it. Leonard
DiCaprio.
Caro.
This is
I think
Tony.
I think
I'm
Leonardo
sorry,
DiCaprio isn't billed below the third or fourth character in anything he's ever been in. So just let me finish.
Okay.
You don't have to comment on every name.
I'm going to, though.
Please don't make me murder you 6 times. Patrick Kennedy, Rainer Bach, Nicholas Bro, Eddie Marzan,
Marzipan.
David Cross with a K. She got excited. Oh, it's a chipmunk movie. David Cross.
That was on the nose.
Oh.
That's your seven names.
Okay, I know what it is.
Oh, okay, what is it?
Hugo.
No.
But damn it.
I loved how positive you were.
I'm trying to keep it positive in 2012. Are we there yet?
It's a movie called War Horse.
Oh, that's what that horse was called? Buckets?
Yeah, the horse is played by Celine Buckets.
Would have been more apt if it was Celine Dion.
Canadian princess.
Celine Buckets is a horse actress.
Do you think Sarah Jessica Parker, when she heard about War Horse, called her agent going, why didn't I? You know what? Jokes about her horse face are funny because she's pretty. For someone with a horse face. Let's just do that for the rest of the show.
We were watching that dance hall wine music. That wine grape stomping video
in the green room.
You know where the woman stomps grapes and then she falls on the ground. She's like, We were watching that in the green room.
We watched it over and
crying,
over,
laughing
over and over. I can't breathe. And Chelsea was like, if I met her, I would lose my shit. If she was like, I'm the wine lady.
Like, that's her whole life now, is that.
Go ahead and give them their air.
That's what she said.
None of us will ever make a movie as funny as that video.
No. That with the sound off is funnier than anything I've ever done.
I was making love to wine lady, and I think she faked her orgasm. I can't breathe.
I think you think that when you knock the wind out of a lady that that's an orgasm. Yeah, you like that? You like that?
You like being punched in the stomach?
Well, maybe you should see the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Raping someone, Mr. Bonner. Nine. We got it all. We got them all. We've got them all.
All right, what just happened?
iPad!
I got a point.
Which uses an iPad!
Pete Holmes has a point, everybody. I'm a John G. And you made Chelsea name it.
I did.
Yeah, so we'll start with Nick.
Oh, man, I'm kicking ass.
We're going to start with Nick now.
No, you're not.
And he has a point also.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't have to play.
We'll start with
here.
Nick, and then we'll go to Pete, and then across to Chelsea. Mm-hmm. Nick gets to pick a category. Would you like... It's Danny McBride's birthday today. Or it was. It's after midnight now, but...
It is?
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
good
Dan.
Lord.
Danny McBride.
Your cars have been towed.
So...
There's no
everyone's,
more of a buzzkill than that news.
Cars are being quietly towed.
Everybody take a moment to consider when you have to wake up in the morning. Your cars are on fire. Nick, what category would you like?
Danny McBride or at Conan the Barber suggested...
So is that Danny McBride movies? Is that the suggestion?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Conan the Barber suggested, I love movies... exclamation point, which is movies that have an exclamation point in the title.
Okay.
And then also celebrating a birthday today, Ted Danson.
TD?
Yeah. So the films of Ted Danson is another option. Which one would you like?
Just because you said that, I'm going to go with number one.
You want Danny McBride?
Yeah.
Okay. This Danny McBride movie is from 2009. Leonard Maltin gives it 1.5 stars. I could not disagree more with Leonard on this one. Mm-hmm. He says about this movie that he says it's a proudly perverse comedy or a queasy drama. Yeah, Leonard couldn't even figure that out. Which one it was. From 2009, 1.5 stars, and Danny McBride is in there somewhere, but he lists 12 names.
How many names do you think you can get it in, Nick Kroll?
11.
Good opening bid. We go to Pete Holmes.
They're not necessarily Danny McBride vehicles. Vehicles, it's a showbiz term, kid. It means he's the lead.
I believe there's only been like approximately two of those, but I'm not going to narrow it down for you. McBride is in it.
Okay. And it was a piece of shit, according to this guy. I could do it in 9.
Just
don't worry
about it.
Chelsea says do it in 9? All right, this could be for the win. Tony's going to be awful disappointed.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Tony. She's not great.
I've been over here trying to construct the right great joke for a while now.
Right. So Pete Holmes gets 9 names out of 12.
Okay.
Do you want the clues again?
No, I got it.
Let me give them to you again. It's a movie. All right, your 9 names are Aziz Ansari, Danny McBride, Patton Oswalt, Matthew Yawn, John Yawn, Colette Wolfe, Dan Backerdahl, Celia Weston, and Michael Pena.
I know.
Aziz is in it?
A lot of people Danny know. McBride. A lot of everyone but Pete Holmes knows.
Well, I want to say, can I say final? Well,
you have to say an answer. You have to pick one and run
30 minutes or less?
That's incorrect.
Incorrect?
Can incorrect. I say it?
What is it, Nick?
Observe and report.
That's right. So I think we have a 3-way tie up in this bitch.
Oh, shit.
Everybody.
I told you, Chelsea. I told you you didn't need to know anything to win at this game.
Was that good?
Yeah.
I'm more of a Paul Blart man myself. I'm just kidding. I haven't seen either of them.
Observe and Report is, and back me up on this if you agree, very underrated. It's a hilarious movie.
Dark.
It's super dark, but it's also
really?
It's also very funny.
Oh, I want to see it now.
Yeah, yeah. So everybody check that out. Okay, so, wow, exciting. Chelsea's got a point. Pete, she made, wait, what happened? She made Pete name it?
Yep.
So we start with Nick.
Okay.
Then we go to Pete from there.
Making choices.
We go to Nick. We go Nick, Pete, Chelsea. And
decisions, being strong.
All right, we got
definitive.
Weezer on the soundtrack, 4-letter title, or IFC's most underrated comedies of all time.
Observe and report. I don't get how
that might have been one of
Weezer.
Them.
Let's do Weezer.
Oh, Weezer on the soundtrack.
.com.
No one ever picks that.
Weezer. Oh, it's Weezer on the soundtrack? I thought that was the one with kids with people with asthma.
Okay, let's do that.
Kids with asthma.
We could do that. It's not kids with asthma. It's just someone in the movie has asthma.
Now we know what Nick thinks about it.
Are you having trouble breathing? My dick has oxygen in it.
My dick is spurting milk.
Filled with milk?
Yeah. How do you think I got this milk voice?
Sucking your own dick, Mr. Rickman.
All right, somebody in this movie, Nick Kroll, has asthma. 3 stars from Leonard Maltin. That's about right. I might give it 3.5. He says that this movie is overextended, but also refreshingly tough-minded. Overextended, refreshingly tough-minded. And he lists 8 names.
8.
8 names.
I'll name it 8.
He says 8. We go to Pete Holmes.
This is your stupid category.
I thought it was Goonies straight up, y'all.
Yes, Sean Astin does have asthma in that movie, but
I was betting on that Goonies shit.
That is not what it is. Goonies did not come out in 2006.
What was it, 05? Is that when it came out?
Okay, Pete.
Nick, just fucking do it, man.
What? You're giving him all the names?
I can't. Okay, no, you're right. I didn't say name it. I said fucking do it. I meant suck my milk dick. I can name it in 7.
All right, now you do it.
I just should have taken the ridicule. I got a fucking movie with asthma. Oh, okay, I got it.
All right, you get 7 names.
I get 7 names.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think you have a shot at this.
Okay.
I think you do.
Andre Lerouzibeth.
Apologies to Amy, who Nick was playing for, because as often happens in this game, the best player was playing for you, and you're not going to win. Yeah.
That's right, Amy.
It's coming... It's coming down to this. It's coming down to Pete Holmes and Chelsea, who are playing for Tony and
John G.
Sigourney Weaver.
Johnny G.
I'm a John G.
All right.
It's not bad. Not bad, Joey Pants. First.
I'm
try.
Not even going to give you the clues again.
Go, okay. Can you?
No.
What was it? It's a bit much.
Overextended, refreshingly tough-minded.
Oh, okay.
And from 2006, and somebody in it has asthma. Remember that song? I don't know who did it, but it was on the radio sometimes where they go, I've got asthma. I've got asthma. Do you remember that? Who does it? Toy Dolls. Toy Dolls? I love that
both
song.
Both of those facts sound fake. Not a song, not a band. He just supported you.
Oh, that was
me and an audience member just made something up together.
That is awesome. He had my back with the name of a band that had a song that I just made up.
Okay, I'm really bad at this game, but here we go.
Here we go.
It's a little on the nose. Someone has asthma. Russell Crowe, Beautiful Mind. Final answer. Go ahead.
Simon Abkarian?
Uh-huh.
Abkarian? Doesn't matter. Nobody knows who it is.
That's Timmy Abkarian.
Katerina Marino? Giancarlo Giannini, Jeffrey Wright, Judy Dench, Mads Mikkelsen, and Eva Green.
So a Judy Dench movie where...
That's all but one person that's in this movie.
Oh, I know this shit.
People in the audience know it. Nick Kroll knows it. He's the best player on this stage.
Yes, he is.
After me.
Me and Daniel Craig.
2006.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
Someone has asthma.
Uh-huh.
Judy Dench was in it.
Shh, be quiet. No yelling. No helping. What do you think it is? A gentleman in the audience said Smokey and the Bandit. I'll share that with you because that couldn't be more wrong.
Casino Royale? I don't know. I got nothing. Is that it?
That is it. Forever! I'm the king! I'm the king! Did somebody over there say Simon Birch? Because that's an amazingly weird guess for a James Bond movie.
That is exhilarating.
Now, what gave it away to you? How'd you figure it out?
I literally was like Judy Dench. I only could picture her going like, you fucked it
up
again, Mr.
Bond. I also, for some stupid reason, said Daniel Craig out loud.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what it
I
was.
Heard
that's
that,
probably what it was.
I heard that and ignored it, hoping that Pete didn't hear it. And he didn't have a look on his face like he heard it.
Yeah, I have that look all the time.
I really blew it.
It's my Mission Impossible 3 mask. That is a deep callback. That joke happened yesterday. You're in the Bahamas right now.
Yes.
Nick's lamenting his loss.
I was just looking at that girl's face like, whoa, cool face.
I think she was being sincere.
I was.
But most people thought you were doing a roast.
No. Most people were wrong.
We often are.
So Pete Holmes is our winner, everybody.
All right.
I did it.
You won for Johnny G.
How much, John G?
Where's Johnny G? Come up here and get your prizes, Johnny G.
You get your phone back for one.
Yeah, and get your phone back. That's a prize in and of itself.
Or is this
where,
a touch?
Where is Johnny G? Oh, he's coming.
This is a phone, man.
He's like, I'm coming.
Do we give our thing
Fuck.
Back
yeah,
to our
Tony
people?
Well, let me see what Tony did. He didn't write a shithead on the back, did he? Did he write a shithead on there? No. So we need a shithead from Tony. And here, take this bag right here, son. Son. Just take it, son.
Here you go, John G. Thanks.
You got it?
Good job.
Thanks, congratulations, man. You won a lot of stuff. Where's Tony at?
You did
Tony?
Say Daniel Craig.
Here, Tony, right on your cereal
no
here.
No way would I have gotten it.
Right.
I was going to say Gosford Park.
I got a pen.
Oh, he's got a pen. And then where's Amy at? We got to get Amy to contribute a shithead name also. Oh, she wrote it down on a piece of paper. How very helpful. Thank you so much. Tony's writing it on the cereal. Can we keep this cereal, Tony?
Sure.
Oh, thanks. That's awesome. Who?
That's Foster Felix says Anthrax.
Is this
on, right?
A real person? Okay. All right. I'll try to pronounce it right. I hope that I do. Thank you, everybody, that came out tonight here at Flappers. And come see comedy at Flappers in Burbank. They do lots of great shows with lots of friends of mine and stuff. Have any of you guys performed here yet?
No, but it's a good room.
Yeah, right. It's nice.
I've been here once or twice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice. I like it a lot. Flappers. Right. You know, it's just a great opportunity to be able to come to a great comedy club with great people. And flapperscomedy.net, I believe .com was taken. I'm just kidding. I don't know the website.
Nick Kroll, do you got any plugs you want to get in before we go?
Life and Times of Tim, animated show I'm on HBO is every Friday night, 9:30.
Nice.
You can watch that.
Good show.
And I do a monthly show at Largo the last Tuesday of the month.
Oh, okay. Golf applause. And then Pete Holmes, what do you got going on?
On Nerdist.com, as You Made It Weird, is my podcast that everybody on the stage was a guest on. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. That's so very nice of you. That's all. That's all I want to plug. And my CD, but that's all.
What's your CD called?
It's Impregnated with Wonder. I just gave it to John G.
I'm a John G.
Okay, we're having a lot of fun. Three times I did
John G.
That.
Just won a copy of Impregnated with Wonder. And Chelsea working on Parks and Rec. And what else is going on?
Yeah, watch that. I'm at clubs and colleges all the time. And look at my Twitter, Chelsea V. Peretti. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, she has a very funny Twitter, and it's P-E-R-E-T-T-I.
That's right. One R and two T's.
Yeah, that's important. That's crucial. You get that other Peretti, and you're going to be in a world of hurt. The one that spells it wrong. And I'm going to be Sunday, January 18th. I'm going to do a Doug Loves Movies taping. January 8th, I'm sorry. Sunday, January 8th, I'll be at the Palace Station in Vegas. And I'm going to do stand-up at the Improv in Miami on January 18th. Weezer Cruise, January 19th or 23rd. Doug Loves Movies taping at Sketchfest in San Francisco Sunday, January 29th. And you're going to do some Sketchfest stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm there too.
Go see all these guys at Sketchfest and go to DouglasMovies.com. Go to DouglasMovies.com for all of my whereabouts and whatnot. And one more time, round of applause for my guests. And for yourselves for coming out late on a Thursday night. And, I put the cereal down and it had the name on the back of it. I'm so unprofessional. Here we go. All right, Ryan. How do you say it?
McEwen.
Ryan McEwen is a shithead. And the Dugars and their 19 kids and counting are a shithead.
Political.
You can go ahead and play the.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth.